Good morning and welcome to Sunday morning on CBS Radio Baltimore. I'm Kevin Battle. This time of year, the beginning of the year, 2013, we hear all kinds of stories about employment, the fiscal cliff, unemployment, higher taxes, things like that. And of course, in distressed areas, things like higher taxes and unemployment are accentuated. The cold weather also means that there's more struggling for the hot meals. So today, we're going to tackle both those issues. Today, we are joined by Sabri Akinyele, the director of Our Daily Bread, a part of the Catholic Charities, located online at catholiccharities-md.org/Our Daily Bread, if you're looking. But just basically, catholiccharities-md.org. You can also call Our Daily Bread, 443-986-9000, or stop by the very conveniently located building at 725 Falls Way. Joining us today, Sabri, thank you so much for getting up so early and coming in to see us.
It's great to be here.
First of all, congratulations on a successful 2012 campaign and on behalf of the residents of Baltimore. I know that you folks over there do a tremendous job. I see the lines as I'm coming out of the cathedral on Sunday mornings. I can't imagine the stress that you are all put under to provide the service. And so on behalf of Baltimore, thank you very much for all the great work that you've done in the community.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. It is really, it is part of who we are as Catholic Charities, the work that we do. It is our faith that says to us that we're here to serve, to love, and to teach.
Okay.
So that's a part of what we do at Our Daily Bread.
Yes. And how did you get involved with Our Daily Bread or Catholic Charities?
You know, it's funny. Actually, I used to drive past the building because I used to work right down the street on Gay Street at the Juvenile Justice Center. And I grew up Catholic. And so I wondered what the building was. And I had been looking for something else to do, working with juveniles. I wanted to maybe do something more than that. I live in Baltimore City. I grew up in Baltimore City. And I don't know, is it divine intervention that I actually happened to see this position that was open? And when I realized what it was and what they did at Our Daily Bread Employment Center, I wanted to be a part of it. I've always worked in nonprofits, always worked to, you know, working with community organizations. So this is just a greater opportunity for me to do that.
Yeah.
And then come to find out that from my cousin, he actually told me after I got the position that he actually used to eat at Our Daily Bread.
Wow.
And so it's really, you know, and he said, thank you for what was done for him. So that's my connection.
That's a great story. So basically, we're all called in different ways. It's if you answer the call or sort of investigate that curiosity as to what's behind that door, that building, we all may have a little bit of volunteer work in our lives if we so answer that call, right?
Yes, and we welcome volunteers and organizations and businesses. So that's something that we're open to.
We're joined this Sunday morning by Sabri Akinyele. She's the director of Our Daily Bread down there on Falls Way, 725 Falls Way. Volunteers, you were just mentioning. How can people get involved? What kind of volunteers are you looking for? Any special craft that somebody might have that you're in need of?
Well, we have different levels of volunteering because we run the soup kitchen 365 days a year. So we're always looking for volunteers to work in the soup kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where we serve our hot meal program. Although we do have volunteers that work with our breakfast program, we serve breakfast for seniors and people with disabilities Monday through Friday. So we're always looking for volunteers to work in the soup kitchen, whether that's serving the meal, cleaning up the table, giving people bread, taking the tickets in line, bringing in the donations, we are helping with the donation pantry, that we can always use volunteers mm-hmm. there. And then we have an opportunity for people who have that want to use maybe some of their own skills, our skills-based volunteers, who can actually work with people who are in seeking employment, who want to work with the computer, who want even companies who want to bring their employees in to do mock interviews, so that people get prepared for actual interviews when they go on jobs. We use volunteers as mentors for the people in our Workforce Success Program and also for our residents in the Christopher Place program, which is also housed in our Daily Bread Employment Center.
So any volunteers, if they're listening, just simply Google Our Daily Bread Baltimore. That's how I saw the website. That's how everything came up. But if they want to go to CatholicCharities.org, they can find it there as well, correct?
Yes, or they can call our number. We have a volunteer line at 443-986-9031.
9031. Mm-hmm. So the volunteer line, 443-986-9031,
yes.
Correct? Okay, very good. So please, if you're listening and you want to do something and you made that New Year's resolution to actually better your life by helping someone else, call Catholic Charities and Our Daily Bread, right?
Right, because you know the studies say volunteers live longer, so that is a good reason to volunteer as well. Not only are you helping people, you help yourself. I come there, you know, on Saturdays, and I'm sitting at the front desk, and the volunteers walk through, and I'm thanking them, and then they're in turn thanking us for having this opportunity. So it really is amazing.
Yeah,
we could not do it without volunteers.
Now, every day, your volunteers, or every year, help serve over 250,000 meals.
That is right.
In Baltimore City.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Amazing.
It is. No matter what the weather is, no matter what the conditions are, it is amazing that volunteers showed up. During Hurricane Sandy, mm-hmm. volunteers came.
Wow.
You know, we were experiencing a flood out in front of our building because there was a water main problem. You know, we have Baltimore City. Volunteers came.
So
it's just that is one thing that still amazes me at our Daily Bread Employment Center. I've been here 3 years almost, and the volunteers show up when you could be doing something else maybe, yet they want to give back and they mm-hmm. want to help people.
Well, a lot of people realize how fortunate they are in their life. So
yes, right.
Just giving a little bit back, helping out the community is a great thing. Now, as you know, I found your place, Our Daily Bread, the similar way that you did, driving by, coming out of the cathedral on Sunday morning and coming down the Fallsway there. I see all these people lined up. There's hundreds of them. I would say 300-400 people lined up, ready to come in for lunch.
On average, we feed about 700 people a day.
Unbelievable.
And depending on the time of the month, earlier in the month is less because people have more resources.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the month, there are more people coming to get the hot meal.
People are living paycheck to paycheck,
exactly.
And a lot of that has to do with the economy and everything else. And that's one thing I noticed. If you're just tuning in, this is Sunday morning on CBS Radio Baltimore. I'm Kevin Battle. Sabri Akinyele, the director of Our Daily Bread, is our special guest this morning. And one thing I noticed, Sabri, as I'm driving or sitting at that red light there at the corner, the faces of the hungry. You can't just guess as to who's hungry and who's not. The faces are all different. They all tell a different story. Some are old, some are young. Some look completely healthy and able. Others, you know, look like they've had some trouble. But you can't just guess. You can't
You can't. It's not the typical, you know, stereotype of the male adult, maybe with some kind of substance abuse mm-hmm. problem or some mental health issues that you see in line today. We served 3,000 meals to children and children last year.
Mm-hmm.
We see people who are what now you call it the working poor, mm-hmm. who need to stretch their dollars and try to have a hot meal so that they can save their other resources for paying rent or electricity and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not the same that in terms of the people. Even in the 3 years that I've been there, the faces have changed. One of the things I know we haven't talked about, but one of the things we also do at our Daily Bread Employment Center is employment, job preparedness. And I was sitting in on a class. I just went downstairs, just sitting in a class. And in that class were women, were people who had, one woman had a master's degree, recently lost her job and heard about the work that we do and came down. So it's not the same in terms of the people that we're serving.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny. I work in radio. Mm-hmm. Can be an unstable business at times. I was working on a show. It got canceled. And luckily, I retained my job. But as we were driving home, my former co-host at the time, we didn't know what we were going to do because the show just got canceled. Yeah, we were retained, but we figured we were the next out the door real soon. Mm-hmm. And there was a homeless gentleman standing on the side. And I said, you know, we are about 2 weeks away from being in his position. doesn't that sort of bring everything full circle? Because a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, and it really opened up my eyes to the struggles that people have when you're faced with it yourself.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, one gentleman recently, his company left the area. So he didn't have, you know, he didn't have a place to work. And he said, I never expected to be in this line.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected to have to bring my family down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so he knew the meal was here. What he didn't know is that we have other services in terms of the employment.
Yeah.
And so he was able to take advantage of that. I'm happy to say we were able to find him housing. He was able to keep his housing. The meals helped supplemented his income.
Right.
And now he and his family are back doing better because he was able to get a job.
Yeah, and that's one thing that really caught my eye about our daily bread. You're not a hand out. You're sort of that hand up. You bring somebody in who's having a little bit of trouble. And a lot of people have that pride issue. Well, I don't want to go down and get the free meal, blah, 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 blah. We've heard all the stories.
Right.
You've heard
right.
all the stories. And once somebody enters in through that, yes, they get the meal. They might hear a few good words. And then they see other opportunities and other people that are similar to them saying, you know what, we're all part of this team. We all have to sort of help each other find a job, get new training, understand what's going on, understand what your options are. Is that sort of how the employment aspect of that works?
Yes, we use the meal program. I mean, every program at our Daily Bread Employment Center actually predates the building. Right, the meal program has been in existence since 1981,
mm-hmm.
and our employment services have been in existence prior to actually being in a building. But what we thought, and we being Catholic Charities, what we thought was, okay, we need a comprehensive center, right? We understand that feeding people is something that they need, but getting people to get stable and getting their life back is even more. This being able to have self-determination,
mm-hmm.
being able to have financial stability. So that's what the center is built for. It's built, the meal is kind of like our feeder.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always come and get a meal at our Daily Bread. We don't ask your name, religion, anything about you. But once you're exiting, we usually have a staff person, a volunteer person right there called our exit navigator. And then that person's role is to help get you, if you want, to move down the hall. You are in our dining room, you are a guest. We serve you, different from some meal kitchens where you, meal programs where you have to stand in line. At our Daily Bread, we serve people. It's about the hospitality.
Hmm.
You come in and we sit you, and then we ask you, what would you like, a regular meal or a vegetarian? So people get a choice. Which is another thing. They get a choice of what they like to eat that day. And then once they make that and they have their meal in there and, you know, you have that. The other thing is the volunteers that come, they understand about the fact that sometimes it's the kind word that you give to the people. So it's that when we do our orientation to volunteers, that's what we stress, that mm-hmm. sometimes this is the first kind word that some of these people may hear.
Mm-hmm.
So once they get a meal and they understand that, you know, what we say at Catholic Charities, we cherish the divine within. See, that's the key, that we are all the same
mm-hmm.
within. So once you kind of operate from that perspective, then you want people to understand, okay, you've got a meal. Can we do more? Can you go from being a guest to a client? So if they're able to, at that point where they make a choice, I'll continue out the door or go down the hall. And once they go down the hall, they become our client. Then we can help them with other services, job readiness training. Maybe there's if they need expungement, or if there's parole and probation, there's health services, access to health services in terms of getting them to the proper channels in terms of earned benefits that they are entitled to. They're screened for that.
Mm-hmm.
They're referred for housing. They're referred for drug treatment. The things that are that are going on in their lives that we can assist them with.
Okay. Sabree Akinyele is our guest. She is the director of Our Daily Bread, Catholic Charities organization down at 725 Falls Way. You can reach them at 443-986-9000, or if you're a volunteer, you can reach them at 443-986-9031. All right. I remembered that. So retention there. Well, that's a very unique way of approaching with the food service part of it
mm-hmm.
as a guest. Like mm-hmm. you said, a lot of people go through life and hear nothing but complaints or slurs or somebody yelling at them or making fun of them. So everybody needs to be treated a little more fairly. And, you know, I always tell people, it's like when somebody holds open the door, thank you.
Thank you.
You look nice today. You have a beautiful smile. Your hair looks great today, Sabri. The kind words really do mean a lot because you never know what's going on. I learned that, you know, a hard way. But, you know, sometimes you're sitting in traffic and you just lay the horn on somebody. Until one day somebody did that to me because I was zoning out because there's something very serious happened in my family. And I said, you know what, I'm never going to lay on the horn behind somebody because I just got the worst news I've ever heard. Exactly. And I'm sitting at this red light and, you know, you're thinking about all kinds of different things. So everybody's struggling in a different way. You don't need to add on to it. We need to actually sort of help everybody out. And I'm glad that Catholic Charities and Our Daily Bread does, you know, treats folks as their guests when they come into that building. It's a beautiful thing. Now, when you transition into the to a client for job skills, job training, the hand up comes into more in vogue there. What kind of training, you know, a lot of folks don't realize any of their skills. They don't know what they have or what their abilities are, and you help them focus that, right? You help them understand that, yes, your computer skill does this, and yes, you can do that, and these are your options, right?
Exactly. We have what we call the Work for Success program. It's actually a five-day program, 9 to 12 every day. And I would say this, everybody goes through our, and if once you become a client, you go through an intake process, because that's when we assess what are your needs, what can we help you with? Because we don't want to put someone in work for success, because once you finish that program, you're able to get help with through our placement managers and actually start looking for employment. But if you don't have an ID or if you have a barrier, like you may have issues with childcare or things like that, or that it would be barriers to you getting work, we've got to get those things settled first. Mm-hmm. So that's what they go through. They go through that process first. And then once they do that, they're referred to Work for Success. Because what we want them to do is then once they go through that job readiness program, they come back that next Wednesday. And we're talking about looking for jobs and actually placing people in employment.
Getting them ready.
Getting them right.
Getting the background all cleaned up, everything ready to go. And
exactly.
Then you rebuild the life from there, correct?
Exactly. And what we've even found is we've got a program called Financial Stability, because even once you get the job, right, getting the job is just the beginning. Then how do you become financially stable, right? How do you be able to manage your money, budget your money, and not necessarily go to a check cashing place, right, that takes a percentage of your money, and putting your money in a savings account or a checking account? That's what we're talking about doing. We also have a program that we're working with, Merlin Cash Campaign, to give people even credit counseling so they can really, it is more just than, okay, you got a job, now what? Mm-hmm. It's keeping the job.
Keeping the job and retaining the job. Yeah,
and that's all a part of the process of getting people to be stable.
Yeah, and then understanding how those smart choices, once you get the job and keep it, how those smart choices helps you build and grow and keep you from going backwards instead of forwards.
Exactly.
Sabri Akinyele is our guest, director of Our Daily Bread. This is Sunday Morning on CBS Radio Baltimore. I'm Kevin Battle. Volunteers are more than welcome at Our Daily Bread. They're located at 725 Fallsway, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. A big, beautiful building. It's almost like a campus. You know, when you first see it, it looks sort of like a for lack of a better term, I thought it was a I thought it was part of the court system, really. You know, when I pulled up, you know, when I first pulled around, I'm like, there's this big, newer looking building down there. I'm like, wonder what could be there.
And actually, the building was built to look somewhat like a train station.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because people are on journeys. And so we call it, you know, a journey of hope. So that's really, and when you come inside, you can see how great care was taken to make people feel good when they come in. And in terms of getting services, we also have in that same building a residential program. So we house 60 men on the third floor of that building called Christopher Place Employment Academy. So that's where men who really are ready to change their lives, get an 18-month program to really help them get their life back. Even more intensive, because now you're dealing with the whole person. You're dealing with the issues of recovery, maybe coming out of incarceration, family relationships, anger management, coping skills. And if you're at, when they're there, when they are on their third floor, they really get to look out and you can see, you know, Baltimore City, the Washington Monument, and really see Falls, the Jones Falls Expressway. And on one side, of course, we're surrounded by five buildings of incarceration.
Right.
You can see that. So you get a choice. You can see the choices. And they get to see that.
That's beautiful. Because I, you know, like I said, when I first saw it, the building sort of, I didn't quite understand it. You, like you said, you're surrounded by different aspects of the city. I didn't know where it fit in the city. You know, was it part of the city government? Was it part of the jails? I didn't know. Exactly. I mean, and that is a great thing. I like that's where the new journey begins. And so they can see the new horizon or the old horizon.
Exactly.
It's just a choice that they have
choices.
To make.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, our Daily Bread is, you're doing tremendous work down there, as we've already established there, Sabri. And it comes at a cost. It just doesn't happen out of the well intentions of good thoughts. It happens because of donations. How can somebody make a donation? You know, what are your fundraising efforts in that realm of as far as donations go?
Well, our Daily Bread Employment Center really does run on donations, and that is important. And one of the things that people really want to make a contribution, you can call our fundraising line at 410-547-5490 or visit the website.
Okay, that website, cc-md.org, cc-md.org, or catholiccharities-md.org, catholiccharities-md.org. The fundraising line, if you would like to make a donation for all the good work that they do, you may not be able to be a volunteer. You may have other things going on in your life. You can't get down to the facility where the new journey begins in life, where folks are rebuilding their lives. But you can make a donation. It's 410-547-5490. 410-547-5490. That's our Daily Bread. And we do appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Any final thoughts or anything that I didn't get to hit on today? We talked about the employment centers, the changing face of hunger in America and in Baltimore City, and the new beginnings.
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about our services, our Daily Bread Employment Center. But what I really want the community to know is that we are definitely supported by the community to make this effort work. And that when people think of our Daily Bread Employment Center, I think people think about the meal program, which has been around for over 31 years. But I'd like people to know that we are a program that really is investing in individuals to get their life back beyond serving the meal, and that what people can do beyond the donation and volunteering is to continue to, I think, help us as we go forward this year in maybe making a referral for businesses, because that's a critical piece for us in terms of potential employers. Because some people say, well, my company is very, you know, skilled. But sometimes they can make a referral for us in terms of businesses. Mm-hmm. So I'd like people to think, what can I do? Maybe if it's not your company, you know of a company that can hire somebody. If it's not a company that could maybe need a warehouse worker or somebody that can do secretarial or administrative skills and things like that. Because the people that come in, and also let me just say, the people that come in, though, are people with barriers. And if you're willing to give people a second chance, or you're looking for a good way to find a good people to come to work, mm-hmm. then that's where I want people to know that they can come if they're looking for good people to work for them.
A second chance comes from both sides. Right. A second chance or redemption from somebody who's had trouble in the past and looking to rebuild, or somebody who's been very fortunate but has never reached out. So, both parties will benefit greatly from stopping down to our Daily Bread, correct?
Yes, I think so. I think so. I definitely think it's a win-win. And the volunteers say that.
Yeah.
The volunteers say that. And then the people who come are just grateful, and they see it. They see that, you know, someone has taken the time out to give to them, to help them. And that's where that's what you see. You see hope needed and hope given.
some people just need to know that somebody cares.
Exactly.
It's been a long time since somebody gave them that positive word. And as it said on your website, God loves a cheerful giver.
Yes.
And that helps the recipient quite a bit as well. Sabri Akinyele, the director of Our Daily Bread, Catholic Charities down there on Falls Way. Thank you so much to you and your staff for all the great work that you've done to help improve our community and help rebuild lives in Baltimore City.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Sunday morning on CBS Radio Baltimore. I do appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a tremendous day. If you can help out, volunteer, or make a donation to Our Daily Bread, give them a call, 410-547-5490 for donations. If you'd like to volunteer, that number is 443-986-9000. Or you could stop by their website, cc-md.org. I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in.